we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. The number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. On that last part of the show, we talked about how I was disappointed yet again by adults. 12 things you should not do in front of your loved one. And Joe had the new product that debuted on Snot Tank, the snot shovel. So Joe is seeking investors after the snots decided they did not want to invest. And
my business elsewhere.
Joe will be going to the bank.
Yeah. we helped a young lady learn about love.
We did help a young lady learn about love.
Yes.
Tits, good. Mm. Mom, drooling and clubbed hands.
And gout, not so much.
Not good, no. Yeah, there's a line. That's what we're here for. We are known for always being able to find the line, usually shooting right past it.
Yes. Looking back going, huh?
But in this case, that was not us that went past it.
Right.
So should we do some scamming scammers?
Yes.
Haven't done that, no. Well, we did that last week, actually.
It's always a nice feature that we do.
Yes.
We need to keep up on current events.
What?
Well, not current events, but...
What are you talking about?
Events that happen.
Events that happen?
Yes.
That would just be events.
Yes.
Always and forever.
All right, we'll start off with DJ. Remember, DJ emailed me or messaged me on Facebook and said that it seemed like some of Belinda's group had kind of contacted him for a reload scam, and we thought that because DJ was dating Mavis Mills at one point until we intervened and go, oh, she's a scammer. And plus, she's already been given to Dick Eldorado.
Yes.
And so then Gifty, the name Gifty, which is a very unique name, and always never look a Gifty horse in the mouth. Hmm. Yeah. Right. Anyway. I pipped it. Anyway. Yeah. So.
I know you're trying to throw fucking sand over cow shit on it.
This show doesn't work when I have the shit turds coming out of my mouth. It's fine when Joe and Pip do it. When I do it, it just kind of show derails.
How can you berate yourself?
What?
How could you berate yourself?
I have. So it seemed like a reload scam. We were kind of devising a way where we could lead the Belinda crew on and kind of mess with them and see what they're up to. So he said he would get back to me at the beginning of the year, which in this case is 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard from him. So I message him on January 11th of 2014. I ask him how he's doing. He says he's doing well, still trying to make it home, stuck in his hometown in the Midwest. We'll get a hold of you next week when I get back to where I'm living, okay? I go, okay, travel safe. Just came back from Michigan last week, so I know how the Midwest can be. Yeah, I think that's when we were out there and I was sick.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. He goes, yeah, gotcha. Still have this person wondering, hopefully some intel to help us pursue them on their scam. So he's in. So I go, excellent. They're trying to pull a reload scam. This group just does things a bit differently than the others I have seen. And that was that. That was the end of DJ for January 11th. So now we will go over to Sickly Sue. Because as you recall, Sickly Sue, he asked her, how come you always unfriend me? And she said, because we never have contact. This is January 21st. He goes, why do you always, on January 18th, he goes, why do you always unfriend me? On January 21st, 2014, Sickly Sue goes, because we never have any contact. He goes, I have a problem with my internet. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, really.
That's one thing a scammer needs.
That's what you need, electricity and the internet, and then you're on, and a computer. And those three things are integral.
So on January 22nd, Sickly Sue goes, okay. She understands that he's a problem with the internet, and that's where we'll leave it.
Okay.
That was pretty much it.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, we could really get it. I mean, there's more we could do from other days, but you know, just want to touch on it a little bit, and we'll do some Ann Jackson because Pip likes to be here for the scamming scammers.
Yes,
so it's fine. We'll do some Ann Jackson, some scam busters. Joe, I guess you'll. How many, Mr. What do we go, Mr. Davin's fucking mafias? What is it, Joe?
Obviously, there is the
famous Mr. Davin.
I like that. The famous Mr. Davin.
Scambusters! I believe, is it Mr. So-Called Davin?
That could be one. No, it's So-Called. Is it, I think it's So-Called Mr. Davin.
So-Called Mr. Davin.
Yes. What else you got? Is that it? I think that could be it.
We'll make that.
All right, so what are your guesses? We don't have Pip here to play along. And if anybody from the chat room wants to play along, they can.
Yeah, okay, we got Mr. Davin. I'm going to be in for three Mr. Davins. I'm sorry. One so-called Mr. Davin.
One so-called Mr. Davin.
And two fucking mafias.
Two fucking mafias.
Let's see. What do we got? Ladies out there, what do we got? Joe's girl and Lisa, you got any guesses?
Scambusters!
All right, well, I don't have to stop the show. They can chime in if they want to. Or they don't have to. No Trucker Tom tonight?
No, I think the chat is very light. I believe that there might have been a problem getting in tonight. Maybe they couldn't get the word out. What I should have done is maybe done a Facebook post or a tweet in respect to that. Because if they can't get in, they can't know. And maybe they just figured we said the hell with it tonight.
Yeah, that's possible. The replay will be up so people know that there was a show. And we'll have to deal with this. Apparently, one of our affiliates is also having an issue with his provider. That's a different provider than mine. So now I just wait for them to get back to me. But enough about that. We shall go on, shall we? All right. So here we go. Now, when we last left off with Anne,
right.
She was berating me. She was she was suggesting that we withdraw our show. She does not believe I am qualified to host the radio show. And she wrote a blog about it, which she posted.
Really?
Yeah, Ramo, I read that last week.
Right.
So that's what I read.
I'm looking at the scores coming in.
Okay. And yet responding to me.
Because I'm trying to do two things at once.
And barely you can do one. Where's Blue Hawk?
Bacaw.
All right. So, March 29th, 2014, she sends me a link to the blog. She said all those things to me about. She didn't want to be talking out of school. She wanted me to be perfectly aware.
She should have sent you a meme if she wanted to really put you over the edge.
Yeah, I really didn't react as nearly as hostile. I haven't reacted to her.
Right.
I just kind of let it be. I still haven't reacted to her. Hmm. But she wants me to know that that is out there. And the link, it's her Ann Jackson 4 Blogspot, blah, blah, blah. And here's what it's called. An Idiot Radio Show Which Lies to HTML. Yes, once again, An Idiot Radio Show Which Lies to.
Yeah, I think that will work. I think we can pitch that.
A lying radio show. Watch that be the
Sounds
thing.
Sounds good. Actually, they're interested.
Call me back in 3 hours. Ay, ay, ay. So she sends the link, and then with a large font, Black Joe, she writes, "This is fucking true. Go to hell, so-called idiot, Davin." That's not on the list. "This is American way. Shame on your American citizens." Well, I figured if citizens are being called, we'd get from Blue Hawk.
Oh, because.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, citizens, I thought that's your calling card. How dare somebody talk about Blue Hawk citizens?
Well, it's not Blue Hawk. Blue Hawk and... So there's more to Blue Hawk than you know.
No, there's not. Every time we try to build Blue Hawk up, Blue Hawk is like a hawk with an injured bird that we need to bring to like the injured bird sanctuary.
One day I'll be Blue Hawk. One day I will transform into Blue Hawk on the show.
One day I'd like you to transform into a good radio show host. How can we do that first before you change species, stupid? One thing at a time. I'll tell you what, you being here without Pip really shows what Pip adds to the show. You should be her agent. You should be the representation on how important Pip Helix is to our show, or anybody is to our show.
Well, it's a team. It's a team effort. I'm trying to run this. I'm trying to do. You know.
Yeah. Don't you have some balls to deflate?
No.
Anyway. All right.
Hey, I gave you a good segment. Shut your face.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for that. I guess you're done for the month.
We had somebody to call in due to it, so I did my fair share tonight, my friend.
Joe is done. Joe's turning out the lights.
I am in ready position.
And I'm going to give you the dead stare. All right. April.
Little Lisa says Blue Hawk with a broken wing.
That's what I said, yeah. Somebody should put Blue Hawk out of my misery. All right. So April 2nd, 2014, she copies on me this, and she sends this to Victim A, who we've talked about.
Right, right.
So she, number one, this is to Victim A, but she's copying me on this. Mr. Davin.
Ah, there's one.
Contacted me, and I offered him all the info about IC Man Brown Cotton, Interpol Eric Bohr, and UN Secretary called Idiot Melvin Santos. I don't think he calls himself Idiot.
Like that's on his business card.
Yes. So-called Idiot Davin does not do any investigation, but sent me...
So that's another one, okay.
No, it's so-called Idiot Davin.
Oh, no, it's so-called Mr. Davin. Sorry.
It's so-called Idiot Davin. Okay. She's variations. You can't try. You cannot pin this Ann Jackson down.
No.
So-called Idiot Davin does not do any investigation, but sent me fucking info about the official sites. I did tell him what happened to me before, and I called FBI and Interpol. Indeed, they replied to me. This Davin want to fool me, but he's...
They reply to you, but they're... Yeah, they reply to her. They reply to her with phony email addresses.
Not to her. Not in her fantasy world.
You know, it's...
And here's the thing about scammers. Scammers do have time to reply to emails. That's one. Unlike the FBI and the UN, who might not reply to you, scammers have time to reply.
But what's really pissing me off here is she's discrediting you as not knowing anything. Meanwhile, she is telling everybody that the FBI is sending her all this information that they're working against the scammers, and she doesn't even check the email addresses to verify that they're legitimate.
Yes.
She's an asshole.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Indeed, they replied to me. This Davin want to fool me, but he still cannot reply to me due to the rumors from hunters. Big game hunters.
The ones that he's trying, the ones that you're pestering, the jig might be up because you're now involved.
And remember, that was months ago.
Yeah.
That fucking bitch is, and then the victim who came to us, that fucking bitch is from USA, but a real scammer who scammed real soldiers. I asked him if Soldier Green asked the money from the woman. He replied to me that the woman has already the evidence. I did not. I said, I'm waiting on it. I said, she says she has it, but I haven't gotten it yet. But, and now it's time to switch to Damn It All Red.
Ah, good old Damn It All Red.
But the truth is, this fucking bitch, the victim, lies to people, and she cannot offer the evidence. Idiot Davin covered her up. He is a fucking liar.
How did you cover it up? By offering facts?
I guess so. There's no place for that here.
You gave her facts.
I did. She wasn't looking for my facts. Facts have no place in logical arguments, Joseph. I wish you would understand.
You know, sometimes I think, you know, moments like this, I think that she's in with him. You know, there's certain moments in this whole saga.
People do. People
that,
think she's in.
That, you know, there's times when I think she's crazy, times I feel bad for her, times I think that she's an asshole. Right now.
I think all are true.
I can't understand how anybody could be this dense.
Well, if you got multiple personalities going on, you know, you lost touch with reality. Mm. You know, perhaps. She continues, I cannot see the truth from them, but fool me. I also asked him if he could help you, but his reply is that your case is involved in money laundering. He does not help the real victims because she was money laundering.
With the bars.
Right. And also this victim A had something with money laundering too. And I said, you know, that's what this is. You know, you got to be careful here. I guess that wasn't the answer. I guess I shouldn't have been forthright.
And did Anne find the information? Did Anne, you get a correspondence or a CC to Anne that you mentioned to this woman that she's money laundering? And
I told this woman also. Okay. I told Anne and this woman.
And so Anne and this woman, and Anne knows that you pointed out to this woman that she was money laundering.
I believe so.
You believe so? Okay.
I can't remember it all. It's so much nonsense. Get it. Number two, getting into points about your scam. And now we'll go to, what is it, Ball Busting Blue?
Yes.
Okay. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr asked you to contact them, and this is why I sent you a message to you. Now back to Black. This scam gets involved in money laundering and terror activities or pure scams. I really do not know all the details due to personal cases. I did report your scam. That was number two. That was letter A. Letter B for part two. Mm. She's very organized. He told me that opening case file is $2,500.
And who is this? Who said?
Brown Cotton should take responsibility for what he has done.
And Brown Cotton said this.
I'm guessing Brown Cotton did.
Okay.
He took the money from you. This is why I was fucking mad. Because he does not explain the whole case, and he maybe ask you to pay another fees, so-called funds transfer. They use me, and they are running away, so I sent facts to Interpol head office, and I will do unrest reports of them, and call FBI, too. I do not want people to say I'm a scammer, because I am a victim, too. Yes, I am. I paid.
And it will never work the Lehigh Valley.
You will never work that. You will never work Malaysia again. Anyway. I paid over $120,000 for my case. They took my money and held the money, and I am fucking mad.
$120,000?
That's what she's saying today. The way they do this is mafia ways. That's not it.
Nope.
C. Letter C. I did ask Davin if he really knows the international trade and real funds transfer. He is very idiot. He never checks the truth.
Oh, we should add this to the bios. Davin, P is very idiot.
We should ask him for a testimonial.
I'm very idiot.
Now the ball busting blue. When you sent money to your scammers or so-called IC3 agent David Moore, do you pay for the fees for the funds transfer in advance? Back to black. Be honest. You must pay for the funds transfer fees. These so-called hunters are fucking liars because they even do not know the truth. They lie to the victims, too. I have no idea how they judge the truth. With facts.
Yeah. Lisa says maybe she knows where the missing plane is.
Oh, Malaysia?
Yeah.
I think she's the pilot.
Brown Cotton has it.
She continues. This is your personal case. No one can help you. I insulted fucking UN Secretary Melvin Santos, who is fucking corrupted. He needs money, and he want to help the rich people only and help them do money laundering. This is why I expose them on anti-scam sites. This is the main reason. The hunters lie to people because they do not know the truth. This is the international scam. Criminal cases. I did consult the international lawyer and my local police. This is typical paranoid behavior.
Yeah, and the
hunters, I know the truth. Everybody's out to get us. Why don't they believe me?
But she's claiming that the hunters don't know the truth. The Hunters, I mean, she's one of the Hunters.
Die Hard, The Hunter.
That was a great tune.
It was.
Yeah. But, Def Leppard's coming around. We should see him again.
No.
All right.
I've seen him enough.
Yeah, Joe Elliott's got enough of my money. Anyway, so.
Not $120,000.
Yeah. But she's blaming the Hunters. I love the way everybody's. It's almost like an alcoholic or, you know, something to that effect where it's everybody's fault but theirs. Has she ever claimed during all the correspondence that we've ever had with her that she might have dropped the ball, she might have screwed up?
That never happens. It's never her fault.
It's never her fault. With all of
this, she's an expert. We're all idiots. You know this.
$120,000, and it's never her fault. But if I was learning, by $5,000, I would be calling. It's almost like having, it's an, she has an addiction, or she's trying to get vindication from this.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
She's nuts. Let's see. She continues. You can report your case to the FBI head office. I suggest you to call them because they can confirm the truth for you. I did call the FBI after being scammed. They did reply to me and sent the signal to IC3 Cotton Brown, and this is why I know he is real. Idiot Davin said he is fake. I have no idea how he can prove the truth.
All right, now stop for a sec. Now, the FBI, when she contacted the FBI, was there a time where I think maybe the first correspondence was the actual FBI?
Remember, she contacted the FBI on their official website.
Right, okay.
Which is a .gov website.
Now, this was
But she also copied her scammers about what she was doing.
Right, and this was the first transaction she had, quote-unquote, with the FBI.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but for all facts and purposes,
yeah,
of our story.
And, you know, they gave her a form to fill out and blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's standard
procedure.
And then,
so she copied those guys.
She
and those
copied
guys
the scammers,
came up as the FBI.
With Brown Cotton.
With Brown Cotton.
And I said, well, he's not the FBI. He doesn't have a .gov website, among other things.
Yeah, and why would she CC? And
email
why
address.
Would you CC them? Why would you CC them?
Because that's what she does.
You know what?
Because she didn't know they're scammers.
But she's an expert, damn it. She's a self-proclaimed expert. I mean, she sits there so indignant.
I proclaim I can fly. It doesn't mean it's true.
Oh, we'll put you on the roof. We'll test it. I think you can fly. But yeah, We'll go to the George Washington Bridge. Flap your wings, stupid.
Yeah, what would you do on Tuesday nights if that happened? We know you can't host a show. Hummada, hummada, hummada for three hours.
I would have show prep.
You better fucking prep like a motherfucker and hope like there's no tech issues.
Let me tell you something. Learn from my mistakes. I probably will have some stories ready to go just in case. I had a couple. I was trying to find it. Yeah, you learn from your mistakes. All right.
I certainly haven't.
Stop it. Stop anyway. It. You're having fun. You're loving this. You know that. Stop it. You little hat.
I've had more fun.
All right.
Let's see. She goes, I see these idiot people who took money from you. Fight for your case. The best way to call the head office. Please, take my advice. You will never get healed after being scammed. I am fucking pissed off. These people are not pro, and I lost so much money. They should pay for the prices, and this is why I'm going to send the info out for the world and expose the truth. This is the long mail for me, because I hate people who lie or who do not take responsibility after I read mails from Brown Cotton, who dealt with my case, making lots of mistakes and threatened me. She hates people that don't take responsibility.
She's giving people that don't care.
I did have the evidence. They are fucking mafias. Is that on there?
Yes, it is.
Interpol is also dangerous because they can arrest anyone who lies. Just fight for yourself. Thanks. Never contact me because I never see such evil people from USA. U.S. citizens are fucking assholes. Ann Jackson. And she misspelled her last name. She swapped her S and her O. So it's Jack Owen. Jack Olson. I don't know what. I guess when you're writing a puff, huff, no time for spell check.
Yeah.
Spelling can wait. I have hysteria that needs to be transcribed and shared. She continues. She writes to this woman again. I hate people who lie and exaggerate. And they can
You've been dealing with them.
And they can help people. This is fucking lies. By the way, I doubt Davin, who hosts the radio show, really exposed the truth to the world. No, I think I have. I'm pretty sure I have.
I like though she gives you a credit. I bet Davin, who hosts a radio show.
Listen, sure, always give credit.
You sure you didn't add that in?
No. But really, if she was going to give me the intro properly, she would have said, I host the radio show first.
Right.
That's how you bring up your headliner. Yeah. Unless you're going to drool and make fun of their mom. Then you probably should.
And if you want to bring up,
No matter how spectacular your tits are, that's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
That's the lesson there. She continues, I do not think he is qualified to get awards. That is fucking lies. Mess Media, I think she means mass, but she always says mess.
The reporters, but very sloppy.
I can't even argue with Mess Media. I'll let that slide. Mess Media often lies to the people because they want the news to be hit, but they destroy the people's privacy. Do not believe in it all. This is what I see through. This is the last mail from me. This is all I want to tell you long before I was so busy with my jobs. Ann Jackson, spelled properly this time.
No, she's got the hang of it.
She's got the hang of it. And then I get CC'd on this letter. If you report Brown Cotton, he will be sent to the FBI court. If UN Secretary Idiot Melvin Santos covers him up, there is no way to arrest Brown Cotton in Interpol, Eric. I did report Eric Bohr, and they freeze his account.
Secretary Idiot Melvin Santos.
It's on his business card.
Yeah, I know. It's just this Secretary Idiot Melvin.
I think he's got two signs on his desk. First says the buck stop here. Yeah. And the second one says Secretary Idiot Melvin Santos.
Esquire.
No, I don't think he's one of the lawyers. We have them in the shenanigans too, but he's not one of them. Thanks. This is all the truth. Do whatever you want. So-called Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr, I will never forgive you for what you've done to me. So I will do unrest report to your head offices to do the lies from you. Brown Cotton, what did you tell me? You never arrest American citizens after they hunted you. You threatened me to pay for the fees. Even you are fucking idiot making
lots.
But
there's no American citizens. Just the soul. Just the
well, remember, we got the IP address to Kansas. You are a fucking idiot making lots of mistakes to my real cases. Funds transfer. So-called Eric Bohr is a fucking coward because he is scared to get killed when idiot Davin asked you to join his foolish radio show.
Read that. He's a carrot?
Coward.
Oh,
he's a coward. He's afraid to get killed because I asked him to join the radio show. I don't even recall asking him. But now the show's foolish, too. Okay.
Wonder if he can run a show on his own.
Probably better than you. I can see how Western people want to invade the whole world with bullshit lies. We drop them out of planes. It's called propaganda. We don't call it bullshit lies. No, that doesn't sound official.
No, we're just looking for oil. That's what we're looking
for.
Well,
that'd be the truth.
Yeah.
Scooch over, Ahmad. Is that an oil rig up your ass? I can see you never take any responsibility after taking the real victim's money. You are real criminals. You are fucking assholes.
She laid out
120,000 dollars,
and she says she's never taken any responsibility. You laid out $120,000, and over time, it's not like it was a lump sum. Over time, you've laid out this money and gotten nothing back. Wouldn't you think you would take an inkling of responsibility and go, I fucked up?
No. I don't think she will. I don't think that's coming. I don't think there's going to be a come to Jesus moment. But that's just me. What do I know? Anyway. I will send out all the info about your fucking mails. You all swear to me that you never lie. That's what scammers do. First, scammer 101, say, listen, I'm very honest, looking for somebody who's truthful and honest. Scammer 101, first thing they do. That and a praise Jesus in there, usually involved. They're very God-fearing people.
But after spending $120,000, you know, maybe you would say to yourself they're not that honest. I mean, that woman in Australia, the one we interviewed, I mean, she went through the same thing, but they came to a point where she came to terms with it.
Yeah.
You know, and
she's not nuts.
Yeah.
Let's see. In fact, you are fucking liars. You destroy my whole life after taking my money, which is $120,000 US, and saying the funds would hit to my account. But never! Then you asked another fee, so-called fund transfer, which was a never-ending payment. This is how you did to me. You swore that it is 100% for sure the funds will hit to my account. I never see any fucking info from the bank, but only fucking idiot paper, which before she has sworn is real. This idiot paper. You know, she's sworn it's
the
real.
The idiot paper. Now, the idiot paper.
When they send her documents and shit. Scammers send documents.
Now, those documents we looked at. And they were cut and paste. It's stuff that you could pull off of the computer. I'm trying to find a word. You could pull it off a word or something, you know.
A word? You could have used several of them for a sentence.
Trying to find the name of the thing. So it's like.
Yes. You can find
pull those, off a word program.
Images, or, JPEGs. Yeah.
Images, JPEGs, and stuff like that. And she wouldn't even think. And
she thought they were for reals.
But the thing about it is she's an expert. And she looked at something that as soon as. Now, you had them and you showed them to us right off the bat. It's not like something, you know, just you didn't email them to us and say, take a look at this and bring it to the show. It's something that you showed us right off the bat. And right off the bat, you could look at it and go, this is clip art.
Well, yeah, we did it on an earlier show.
Who would not think this is not clip art? Apparently, we know Ann Jackson. But, you know, but for somebody that is a self-proclaimed expert, somebody that sits there, pontificates on how everybody is so stupid, and she looks at clip art and accepts it as a real document, she's either in with these guys or is a complete lunatic or an asshole.
Maybe all.
Could be.
Let's see. Trying to find one. They asked you another fee, so-called funds transfer, which is never ending payment. This is how you did to me. You swore that is 100% sure the funds will hit to my account. I never see any fucking info from the bank, but only fucking idiot paper. You are real scammers, and I believe Interpol and FBI will deny all of you. They will do arrest of all of you. I do hope you will get arrested soon. So-called idiots, Evan. If you want to help the victims, hosting the radio show exposing them well with their lies. So that's her message to me.
Read that again, please.
If you want to help the victims, hosting the radio show exposing them well with their lies.
Sort of, kind of.
I don't know. Rantings from a loon. Okay. That's what we should call this segment.
The second time you read it, I was like, I got scared. I thought you were going to look up and go, pay attention. I'm like,
no.
What the hell is she saying?
No, it's like your first draft of a blog. Takes a while, but finally we get it. She just never gets to the last draft.
You know, it's funny when you send a text to somebody or you write to somebody and you send it and you look it over and then you send it, you go, what the F did I write? How come I didn't catch that?
So-called idiot Melvin, I have the proof that Eric Bohr asked me to send the money to David Moore and he denied it. Yeah, that's what scammers do.
Yeah.
They ask for money and then when you catch them, they lie.
And sent the money, and she sent him the money and he decided this. Said he never received it, correct?
No, I think they're saying that Eric Bohr denied asking to send money. Unfortunately, you are a fucking liar because he asked me to send the money to David Moore. This is not fucking insult, but you lie. You are not a real human being. No.
I like the way she says this is not an insult. Well, thanks. We'll only be
This is just an opinion. It's not an insult. You're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot and an asshole, but in a good way.
Not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. You're a fucking asshole. Yeah.
Please don't take this out of context, but...
Maybe it's the way I feel, you know.
This is just what I'm feeling now. I might feel different later. Eric Bohr always asked me to send the money to David Moore. These people are fucking liars. You too. You could see they are always asking money and changing words. James H. Miller is a fucking scammer working with Green, Brown Cotton, and Eric Bohr.
And here we go again. Here we go again. She's back to the scammer thing.
Yeah, she never left.
Yes, she has. Thinking that the real.
I don't think she ever really has. I think she uses them interchangeably.
But the thing about it is that she's calling them incompetent. But now, incompetent, and then she brings up them as scammers. So obviously she has to know that they're scammers. Am I wrong in assuming this?
I don't know. I don't think she has any concept of reality.
But she just said that they were scammers. You just read it. I'm not being facetious to you. I'm just
getting frustrated with
what she's writing.
I don't think she reads what she writes.
But then subconsciously, if she's not reading what she's writing, that's one thing. But she did say that subconsciously, there has to be an inkling in her head that they're scammers. If she wrote something like that.
I have learned throughout this show and other life experiences, do not argue with insane people. When people are insane and she's obviously has issues, I don't point out the minor details. That's just going to enrage them more.
But not even pointing it out. I mean, pointing it out.
She can't keep two thoughts together.
Right, but just as an analysis of her psyche on this, she's saying that...
I'm no longer analyzing. You're still in the analyzing process.
Because,
my mind is made up.
But you know what? Sometimes... It changes. It does for me from paragraph to paragraph, like
nut.
I said about 10 minutes ago.
She's a nut.
Or she is brilliant as a fuss. She could be in with them.
She's not. Well, maybe she's not.
You know, she just said that they were scammers, you know, after all this time, you know, and then she'll go back saying that they're incompetent. Are they scammers or they're incompetent?
She uses them interchangeably. She can't differentiate. It's all the same to her.
Now, you've talked to people. I'm assuming that you've talked to people. Well, you did speak to the one young lady that did interact with her. Are there other people that follow her? Have you spoke to them?
Yeah.
And what's their opinion on her? Are they still claiming that she is a scam hunter?
I don't know. She's pretty much. I don't know of anybody who's really taken her seriously.
Okay.
I mean, she's pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, because
out there.
You can't follow somebody like this and listen to her ranting.
I don't know. I don't understand how anybody could follow her at all. I don't understand unless she had a break, which I said. I think she snapped. I think at one point she was trying to help and doing good, and then the reality of the shit, she just couldn't deal with it. She's fucking snapped.
Right. Now, and she can't, like I've always said, for her to come to the realization that she has been scammed or reload would devastate her, and she's trying not to address it. That's why I feel that she never takes responsibility and it's not her fault, because to do that would just admit defeat and have no closure on this and destroy her. Not that it's right or wrong. She actually should, like that young lady in Australia did, come to terms with the situation. But for her to keep on twist and turning, and also somebody that claims to follow her, to hear all this and go, should I be following this person? I don't think they know what they're doing. I was just, you know, curious if there are still a handful of people out there following
her. There might be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody I know, you know, I've on this show, we caution people all the time, steer clear.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the updates that I do for the show, mm-hmm. I pretty much make it pretty clear that she's got issues.
Yeah, just check, you know, if you're getting information, check the IP address it's coming from, check the website it's coming from, the money, if there's a fee, you know, watch fees, you know, it's all there.
She goes, these people are fucking liars. You too. You could see they are always asking money and changing words. James H. Miller is a fucking scammer working with Green, Brown, Cotton, Eric Bohr. You are the real male criminal.
No, you're not. And they're always asking for money. And every time they do, you're sending it to them.
Well, they asked. I wouldn't want to be rude. They asked.
Not when it tallies up to 120K.
Eh, what's 120,000 between internet friends? It's not like I insulted my mother. That'd be too far.
Now we draw a line.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? The fucking. But she insults them all the time.
Who cares?
Yeah.
If right. let's put it this way. I know I'm setting myself up, but I'm going to say it anyway. All right. If I was a complete asshole and I was goofing on you and everybody and I just made a complete asshole all the time, you know, with correspondence and stuff like that, and I was calling you names, would you really get that offended?
Coming from you? How are you using it?
Just if I was just being, you know, if you were taking advantage of me and I kept on saying, if
you're spending money, I'm going to put up with it.
Right. If you're leading me on with nonsense and I'm sending you money, I'm falling into your trap and I'm calling you an asshole. Would you really get offended by it?
No, I'd be fine.
Because you're taking me to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, she's not sending me money, so I have stopped responding to her.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, you know, you call all the names you want. You're the real asshole here, and you're the one that spent $120,000.
You're laughing all the way to the Western Union.
Hmm.
All right, we'll continue with that next week. I think that's enough. You know, she's pretty much clued everybody in once again with how they're all incompetent scammers.
Yeah.
When in reality, they're actually quite competent scammers. And we're all idiots. Myself, the hunters, all that good stuff. So next week, we'll have conversations. Anna shows evidence, some of her conversations with some of these scammers, which is always fun when scammers and Anne go head-to-head. Two parties where English is a second language insulting each other. Right. Always a good time.
And let's see the final tally on that. Mr. Davin was one. I had three. Joe's girl had zero. Lisa had two. So-called Mr. Davin, there was none. And FN Mafias, there was one. I picked two. Joe's girl picked two. And Lisa didn't pick anything. So
who won? Anybody win?
Nope.
No, nobody won. There are no winners tonight. Mm. Isn't that always the case? All right, let's thank some people who allowed this to happen. Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. Really, guys, if you live in Orange County, New York, you really can't do better than Family Martial Arts. Your kids will get a great education, learn great values, and they'll learn how to protect themselves. Can't stress it enough. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And, of course, don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show. Excuse me. Struggling through this cold tonight. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings their fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never, ever, ever have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of this little show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event. Is a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights, which are sponsored by Side-Splitting Productions, owner of Davin's Den, Davin. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery, kids entertainer like a face-painter, clown, magician, balloon animal. You want to go to sidesplittingproduction.com. Sidesplittingproduction.com. Best prices, best performers. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be this week?
I am going to be with my pal Adam Ferrara at Governor's Comedy Club Friday night, 8 o'clock show. Then Saturday night, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock show. Go to govs.com for dinner and reservations. Check them out.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York on the 11 p.m. show. I'll be up nice and late. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Come out to New York. See me perform. And Saturday night, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, at Casa Bianca, starring Paul Bond, John Consoli, and Mike Keegan. It's a Long Island show, Joe.
Yes.
You know all those guys?
John Consoli, I think I work with several weeks ago. Paulie, I've known forever. Mike Keegan was the guy that was in the hot tub that told me that I brought him to the compound.
That was Stanley. He's very funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny story in its own right. But yeah, so if you want tickets, 973-697-9704, 973-697-9704. Our pal Anthony Cumia is sick, so we hope thoughts and prayers for quick recovery. We hope he's up to his old antics in no time.
Oh, he will.
Oh, he will. There's a compound party coming up this weekend. He'll be fine. They'll drink it off. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for hanging out with us. We apologize for the tech issues. We'll try to get that fixed next week. I still don't have a solution to that one. I got to see. But I've found out it's other stations, too. So I don't know what's going on. But thank you guys. And thank you, our affiliates, for carrying us, giving people an alternative to listen to us. So, yeah, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.